Today we celebrate the great feast of our Lord's baptism. And my brothers and sisters, as we celebrated just a few weeks ago, Christ's birth, so that He could be one with us, He shows forth His humility even more by going down to be baptized. Though He has no sin, He wants to enter in and become and have solidarity with us. He wants to be one with us. And so in essence, as He enters into the very waters, He does so to take our sins upon Himself. Those sins that He will carry with Him all the way to the cross to die for them, so that we may be made clean. What is it that we heard in that second reading? St. Paul saying, "And Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse us for Himself as a people as His own." That's what we are celebrating today. His entry into that very water is to make us clean by taking the mud and the muck of our sinfulness upon Himself, to train us, as St. Paul says, to reject godless ways and worldly desires. And all of this happened at our baptism. The moment each of us was baptized, it was as if Isaiah was saying to us in that first reading that here comes with power the Lord God. At that very moment of our own baptism, which is why we did the sprinkling rite this morning, to recall that very moment, God came to you with His power, saying, "I claim you for Me. You are now a part of My family. You are precious in My eyes." And I remember in one of my retreats in the seminary, my spiritual director simply said to me, and it blew my mind, that moment of our baptism, the heavens were opened, and a voice from the Heavenly Father would have spoken to you and said, "You are My beloved. With you I am well pleased." Because it's at that moment the Heavenly Father sees Christ perfectly in us by our baptism. There is no sin at that moment. That soul is perfectly clean. Original sin has been washed away. No actual sin has been committed. That soul is perfectly reflecting the very image and likeness of God. It's showing forth Jesus, to which the Father is able to look at us and say, "You are My beloved." And upon you then comes the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in this very gospel, so too then the Holy Spirit was given to us. The Lord is coming with His power. And that power has been entrusted to you and to me, so that we may reject sin. That we may be able to walk, as St. Paul said, temperately and justly, living a life of virtue. All because Jesus has become one with us. And He's taken away our sins and given us His grace. He's given us His very power to become holy, because we have united ourselves to Him in our baptism and continue to show forth that unity through the Eucharist. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come forward to receive our Lord, as we are one with Him again in His body, blood, soul, and divinity, know that God comes with power and offers it to you. He shares it with you so that we may continue to reject sin. We may continue to live our baptismal dignity. We may truly then hear the voice of the Heavenly Father and says, "You are my beloved. With you I am well pleased." Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.